This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm back with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're going to talk a little bit more about the game against the Hawks, and then we got the game against the Jazz coming up, so we're looking forward to that.
It's always an awesome time when we can get back to playing the West after we've had an East Coast trip. So good riddance to the East. We've had five of the last six games against them. Nets, Heats, Bucks, Celtics, and Hawks, which we've lost to all of them. So fuck the East, and we're headed back to the West where we've had some success. So definitely with the Jazz, it's going to be a big game. You know, they're ready to go. They have a lot of their pieces that are playing at a high level right now. So this is obviously going to be an uphill battle for us. But we've seen with this team and our defense that we play and the lack of fast break points and the lack of second chance points that we are pretty much into almost any game that we play right now. It's that intensity and that way that we play, the hustle style that we play, that makes it really difficult for these what we call championship contender teams to put us out of our misery early on. So this will be another exciting game. If it keeps on going the way it has been, it should be a single digit game, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit more about that Hawks game. It wasn't particularly close, especially in the end, but there are a couple of plays that we should really talk about. Early in the game, first bucket for the game, Darius Bazley had a strong take to the basket. You love seeing the game start off that way. And then Dort hit a three that was about a couple feet behind the line. I might be exaggerating, but he was definitely, you know, pretty deep there for him. So that was sweet to see. Then we saw the pass of the game on the third bucket for us. It was the Josh Giddey bowling ball pass. I don't know how to explain it, but it was an underhand bounce pass that hit Derek Favors right in the pocket. I'm sure most people have seen this pass, but if you haven't seen the pass, you got to check it out. Clint Capella's arm is extended toward the ground, and somehow Giddey bounces it right underneath his hand and right to Favors where he gets it. And he doesn't shoot a jumper there. He goes in and dunks it, but he could have shot that free throw line jumper. He was wide open straight to the basket. It's an amazing pass. It's the only time I've ever seen a pass quite like it. And I can't say that very often when you've seen a lot of NBA action, you've seen a lot of things, but this was Josh Giddey's own pass.
And this is what's interesting about it. You know, I love the bowling ball pass or what you called it. But to me, I feel like it's a finger roll pass. It's something that you've seen when guys go up to shoot the ball or go for a layup in a finger roll is they let the ball go off of their fingertips. When you watch Josh's pass in slow motion, it's almost as if he's releasing it from his fingertips. And to me, it's mind-boggling the accuracy that he has to have on these passes. And I love the fact that you're using that because last night when we're talking about it, the pass that I talked about was Dort, very similar pass. He does a scoop pass that goes across the court. To me, there comes a point where no longer a pass like this is special. And that's when you know you have somebody special on your team is because they make these what he would consider an ordinary pass look like they're, I mean, simple and easy when they're completely complex pass. Like, that's what makes me excited about the way that Josh Giddey passes the ball is that you know how complex and how difficult the pass is with two defenders, three defenders around the area, with a passing, with a bounce pass between two defenders. I mean, there's so many things that he has to be able to see and recognize in order to make that pass work. And the thing about it is that even when the pass doesn't work and the pass what I would consider a turnover or even close to a turnover, is what happens is the pass is so unique for that player that not even the defender is able to get a hand on the ball or a full hand on the ball. It's fingertips or it's this or it's that, and the ball will go out of balance. That is what's so unique about it, is that there's almost no way of scouting out how to guard Josh Giddey in the way he passes the ball because you don't know how it's going to be able to, or how it's going to release from his fingertips. And I get excited about it. And this is something that we're going to continue talking about is Josh Giddey, but I want to put a little light on Lu Dort from last night's performance. His performance in the first half was truly spectacular. Trae Young only scored 9 points in that first half, and that's really great because I want to say almost the entire time Lu Dort was on the floor, Trae Young was on the floor, and Trae, was really just put in a straitjacket in the first half, and it's why we were able to keep the game somewhat close. Second half was a whole new story. Trae Young came out on fire, scoring 21 in the second half, but I want to say this, is that the first half and what we saw Lu Dort do was truly spectacular. He just made everything difficult for Trae. Everything was whining with Trae. And we've all seen Trae Young play for many years because he played at OU. So we've all watched his career progress, with Atlanta and so on and so forth. But, you know, he has a way of whining about calls. And that's not a shot on him, but it's because he's a much smaller guy, and even the smallest tap is a big tap for Trae Young. So when we're seeing a Trae Young just whine and complain a lot because he's not getting the shots off cleanly, he's not getting the picks clean, they're calling a good game, and he's getting frustrated. And that was what we were seeing last night, was Trae Young was getting really, really frustrated. And it all came into a head into that third quarter where Trae Young kicked his foot out, and it should have been, and it was called an offensive foul, and then it got overturned. It would have been a swing of a three-point play. Dort played that perfectly, and when Trae Young threw his foot out, which was a non-basketball move, I immediately got excited because I knew they were going to call it, and they did, and then it got overturned. And that's what frustrated me, was that we had in a moment where we had Trae locked down completely. He was frustrated, and then there was a foul, and then they overturned it. And if that had not been overturned, Trae Young would have been done. And that's what I got excited about, because Lu Dort was centimeters away from knocking out one of the best scorers in the league completely for the entire game. And that would have been completely impressive. But Lu Dort, man, I got to give it to him. His defense was phenomenal. I watched the first half a couple times, and I was just in awe. I watched a couple times where you could see the frustration in Trae Young. He has the ball in his hand. He's trying to get around Lu, and he couldn't get around him because he's huge. So I was getting excited. I went back, and I felt like this was a great game to watch because, again, you're looking at a team that struggled in the first half and then came back strong. And I like this. I like how we closed out the fourth quarter. I like our defense in that fourth quarter. 20 points in that fourth quarter is what we allowed, and we scored 30 after only scoring 11 in that third quarter. Man, that was a big quarter for us.
Yeah, I mean, the first half was really great basketball for us. And like you said, that third quarter, that put us in a spot that we found ourselves in quite a bit on this road trip where we were coming back from a major deficit. I think we still haven't beat an Eastern Conference team yet. We've only played good ones up to this point. But, like you said, we're definitely feeling good about getting back into the West and playing some Western Conference teams, even though we're playing a team that's really good like the Jazz. This has been, it's been a great year so far. We've already exceeded so many people's expectations. And, what we were able to see from Josh Giddey, a few plays, in the first half and the second half were pretty incredible. There was an N1 bucket that he had in the first quarter where it's just a strong take to the basket. And he had another basket, an assist where he found Derek Favors rolling underneath the basket. The way that he keeps his dribble alive and he keeps his head up and he's able to find the cutters, in stride, he's a constant threat. He is like a giant Steve Nash in that way. And it's really fun to watch him continue to progress and really find out what he's capable of. But everything in this last game against the Hawks, everything offensively was initiated by Josh Giddey when he was out on the court. And this was the first time we had seen that. We'd seen a lot of times where he went on stretches like that, but it was really fun to watch. And like Dominique Wilkins said, we really like Josh Giddey.
And he's hard not to like. I mean, he has that personality, and I get excited about the way that he understands the game. Anybody that understands the game and sees Josh Giddey, they know he's special.
Yeah, man, and that's what this is all about, figuring out what he's capable of, figuring out what we're capable of as a team. Yeah, it's a bummer not to have SGA, but we kind of got used to that last year. And, we got to see some really good minutes from guys like Kenny Hustle. And I really felt like everybody played. They really gave us good minutes. And that's important. It really is. Like, you can't ask for anything more than for these guys to stay ready and be prepared, practice hard, and come out and play hard when they get the chance. And, I think it was like 6 games in a row at the beginning of the year, Ty Jerome didn't even get in. It might have been longer than that. And recently, he's really begun to earn his way into the rotation. And I'm really proud of him because it's not an easy road for him. You know, he fought through the G League last year and he earned some time and then found himself back on the bench. And he's back here doing the things that we need a role player to do to give us a chance to win. And that's what it's all about when you're a team young like this. And we're just grateful for this opportunity to watch players like Jeremiah Robinson-Earl, Darius Bazley, and just how can we fit in? Like, I feel like yesterday we started basically like four forwards and Lu Dort, basically. I mean, I know Josh Giddey's like a point guard, but we had so many guys starting that were like 6'9" and up. It was Derek Favors, Darius Bazley, Lu Dort, Josh Giddey, and Jeremiah Robinson-Earl. You know, that was our starting five. That's a lot of forwards out there. And that's how, you know, Dave Buss and the whole coaching staff decided to go with it. And I dig it because, you know, we're going to figure out how to win and we're going to grow together as a team. And this is all about figuring out what we're capable of. And a player like SGA not having an opportunity to play just means other guys have a chance to step up. And that's what we're all excited about watching.
With Josh Giddey running point guard and running the majority of the ball handling, I feel like this team is in better hands. I love Shea. I think he's a great point guard and a great ball handler. But the reality is that we're seeing a young man do some incredible things. And I think you got to tip your hat to him and say, you know what? Let's see what you can do. And I think that's what Coach Bliss and Coach D and Sam Presti are all intrigued by right now is how good can Josh Giddey be? I think it's one of those things is that we're looking back at the schedule. We've played 17 games now, and this is your stat of the day, and I'm going to be pretty proud of the stat because this team has been playing really well. But we are 0-6 right now against East teams, right? So we're 6-11 in all, and we're 0-6 against East teams, right? So that means we're 6-5 against West teams. That's right. We got a winning record against the West, and the West has a better team, better teams than the East does. So I'm really proud of this fact that our team has been kicking ass against the West, and that's why I get comfortable of us playing the West. Is because the fact is that we got more teams that we can play against and actually beat than in the East right now. Because the East, we're playing against the Heat, the Nets, the Bucks, the Celtics, the Hawks, right? We're talking about, and 76ers. We're talking about the six best East teams right there. That was our schedule, is the six best teams in the East that we just played against. So getting back to the West, I feel like we match up better against the West. I feel like there's more teams that we can go out there and compete on a every night basis. And if you look at the schedule and look at how we played against the West teams, we've almost kept it single digits every single West game. I mean, yes, we've been blown out in a couple games, but if you look at the majority of the games, we've kept it single digits. So that's really big. I feel like we are a team that's built to beat West teams, and I get excited about. So tomorrow night, 8 p.m., the Utah Jazz, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Utah Jazz are coming to Oklahoma City. We got a big game. So you guys get ready for that. And I just want to say thank you for everybody for listening. We really appreciate each and every one of you. Chencho, we see you. Thank you so much for giving Mark a shout out. We appreciate your consistency and being our awesome listener that we feel like we can talk sports to. It doesn't matter what type of sports, but we can talk it with you. So thank you again for doing that. And as always, this episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.